Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our new friend on the show. Daniel Cage is here. Daniel is CEO of SpeedChain. It's a blockchain technology company that's dedicated to building secure ecosystems for scaled enterprises. And he's here to talk to us about one of my favorite topics, blockchain. Daniel Cage, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Jeff.
It's good to have you here on the show. Hey, Daniel. One of the things that I've been talking to my audience about now for at least 4 years is this idea of blockchain, the concept of blockchain, the technology of blockchain. I've had a lot of other experts like yourself on the show talking about it. We've talked about cryptocurrency. And I think one of the first things that we ought to do is, in case there are people listening who haven't heard the show as much, and or maybe they missed the blockchain discussions in the past, is we need to talk about what it is and its relationship to what it's typically connected to, which is cryptocurrency. Most people, when if they think of blockchain, the first thing they heard about was the cryptocurrency Bitcoin. Then they heard that it was mounted on a technology called blockchain, but they may not understand that blockchain has its own life outside of a platforming a cryptocurrency. What do you think?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think that's always a great way to start. Foundationally, cryptocurrency, the reason why cryptocurrency exists is because the technology behind it, which is a distributed ledger and what we call blockchain, exists to actually drive the technology behind cryptocurrency. But cryptocurrency itself is not blockchain. So if you can imagine like a red circle with a red line through it, blockchain and Bitcoin or cryptocurrency are not the same thing. So, but the reason why they're tied together is the first use case for using blockchain was a cryptocurrency model. And so that's why there's so much talk around cryptocurrency because people can essentially go on and, ride the market. And so it's easy to talk about. So the technology behind cryptocurrency is blockchain. However, the technology is way, way bigger than that and, mm-hmm. and has far more reaching potential than just cryptocurrency. And so if you think about blockchain is the technology behind it. Cryptocurrency is just one use of the blockchain.
Well, in the way I think of blockchain is it's a technology that can identify and record and secure and distribute digital forms of value, whether that be a cryptocurrency or a contract. And so it's agnostic as to what it carries, but in the process of transporting, so to speak, and operating that store of value like a contract, like a smart contract, it employs the network, the distributed ledger network, and I think what that does, of course, I'd like for you to talk about this, that replaces a bunch of intermediaries, doesn't it?
Exactly. So you described it perfectly. So what a smart contract, I think for your listeners, I think one of the easy ways to think about a smart contract is it's an if-then kind of document, right? So mm-hmm. and it's digital. So you say it's really just a, hey, if I do this, then this happens. And it automates business relationships. So you essentially can can govern how people are communicating and transacting with each other. It's digital. It's distributed, meaning there isn't. It's very secure, and it is automated. So you're essentially deciding ahead of time, saying, "Hey, look, I want to sell you something, and this is the business logic around it, or these are the rules around it, and let's go do that." And I don't need a third party to tell me if I could do it or not, necessarily. But it's going to go and do that for me. And that does not need to be cryptocurrency. It could really be any kind of business interaction.
Anything of value. Daniel, hold on to that thought, because when we come back, folks, one of the things that blockchain has the potential to do is to become at least the next step, maybe the first step, in creating what I'm calling digital trust. And helping us with what digital ethics, which we all have to focus on. 22, right back with Daniel Cage. He's with Speed Chain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.